David failed to do a risk assessment. We read about it in 1 Samuel chapter 30. Now, risk assessments are important. If we are about to embark on a project that could be a danger to ourselves and to our families or our church, we must check it out. When David and his men returned to Ziklag, they saw the smoke rising from the ruins. Instinctively, they would realize that the worst had happened. Exhaustion, disillusionment, and extreme sorrow would overwhelm them, seeing the utter destruction their enemies had inflicted on their town. After a time of grief, as so often happens, they started apportioning blame. Could David have found an excuse not to go to Achish? Should he not have left more troops behind? We often spend so much of our lives on postmortems, and the older we are, the more failures we have to go over to see what went wrong. The government officials always say after a failure, we have learned lessons. The trouble is, we so often fail in another area. After a decision by the men to postpone the stoning of David, they went and did something about their loss. Their operation to recover their families was a success. When all the kidnapped sons, daughters, and wives and animals were recovered, the stoning of David was permanently put on hold. David could say with the Apostle Paul, all things work together for good. Out of this experience came a principle that is good for today. The exhausted soldiers who stayed to look after the baggage were given the same status as the fighters at the front. There will always be some that are stronger physically, emotionally, and intellectually than others. If we work to the limits of our capabilities, then we cannot be called into question. There was a second good thing that happened. David had so much of the spoils of war that he could be generous with all whom he wanted to be his friends. Within a few days, he had gone from almost total defeat to magnificent victory. He would never have had all those animals if Ziklag had not been burned. We might not have such a mighty transformation of our situations, and certainly not as quickly, but God is in the alteration business, taking our failures to successes. Perhaps he wants not only to alter our situations, but our character as well. Have you been ready to blame someone? Have you contemplated stoning them? Not literally, but metaphorically, of course. It might be better to stick with the leader we have. David made a blunder. He had not done a full risk assessment of his venture. But the Bible says this: he strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Two things David received from God. One was strength, the other was direction. Sometimes David's strength increased from meeting with other people, such as Jonathan. This time he took the direct route. He went straight to God. And he could say, as he said in one of his Psalms, with your strength, you strengthen me. He also sought for God's advice. You see, we are here to obtain the same two things from the Lord. Isaiah spoke about them. He knew of that strength. This is what he said in Isaiah 40. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. When he speaks of renew, it could mean an exchange. Halap is the Hebrew word. It was used in Genesis 35 when they were told to change their clothes. It was an exchange. God is in the exchange business to swap our strength and give us his strength. My grandmother used to send me to the co-op to exchange the accumulator when it was exhausted. That was an old-fashioned sort of battery that her wireless ran from before they had electricity. They were full of acid. Health and safety had not been invented then. We must and may be exhausted, but we can go and swap our strength for God's strength and go in his strength. Isaiah promised also direction from God. He said, "You will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, follow it, whether it turns to the right or to the left.'" There is no better thing we can do than follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will lead us all the way. The Lord bless you.